Well, let's bring him on then. He's the head coach of the Storm, Curtis Riggs. Coach, you've guaranteed a home playoff game here in a couple of weeks.
We are.
Yeah,
that's always a great thing, seeing how we play in our facility. And this is always a goal for us. Our, you know, we set one goal at the beginning of the season. That's to play the championship game. But, you know, really the guys, if they were to have a second goal, it would be to always be able to host. It's one, we know we play a lot better at home, and two, it's more gratitude to the fans for what they do for us. And
you have earned that now. So you will even host United Bowl. You get that far. But Cedar Rapids got beat by Green Bay. What happened in that game?
You know, Green Bay scored 34 points in the first quarter.
Their first win of the year.
Yeah, which is a lot of points. But it looked like Spencer Ulm, the quarterback for Cedar Rapids, he had three turnovers. It looked like about everything they tried to do, they didn't do very well. I mean, I watched just some of the game, and I saw numerous, you know, jumping offsides, just a lot of sloppy play. And, you know, that's good and bad. It's good because you see the team making those mistakes, and you like that undisciplined factor. But if they're well coached and they have a lot of veteran players, they're gonna hone in on that and kind of use it as a wake-up call.
By the way, also in that game, former USF linebacker Nick Bonte even had an interception for Green Bay. So Nick playing well for them over the weekend.
Yeah, I think he ran it back for a touchdown, too.
Yeah, he did. 25 yards for a score. Also, Carl Sims playing in that game. So, we always mentioned some of those names because it's more than just playing for Sioux Falls. We got a lot of area college athletes who are playing in the Indoor Football League.
There's more and more. I mean, you're seeing more and more of that. And, you know, I've seen Dante Warren for Tri-Cities. He was benched as the starting quarterback, but he's made really a nice transition to playing receiver for them now. And he'll see that this will, if he wants to continue to play in the indoor game, this will really add a lot of value to him on IFL rosters now that he's a dual threat.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I think he's a very good, especially for a backup quarterback, he's very talented. He's a lot like Lorenzo Brown in that capacity. I think Lorenzo was more polished passer, but the athleticism is very comparable.
Why are some guys successful in transitioning to the indoor football game, Coach, and other guys just, they struggle with it?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've seen the elite Division I quarterbacks. I mean, we're talking guys that have been in SEC programs starting for them come in and just be awful in the transition to indoor football. And then you see, I mean, kids from the smallest schools come in and really excel. And I think part of it is, first, what kind of offensive line do you put in front of them? Do you allow them to feel comfortable, or is the game moving 500 miles an hour and they have to avoid a very talented rush coming at them? If that's the case, they're going to be deemed for failure. Some guys just cannot make the transition for the speed of the game. The speed is so much faster than anything that they will, anything they would experience in the outdoor game. It's just not even comparable. And so if they come in and they're put into failure right away, it's going to be zero transition. If they come in and the coaching staff allows them to start to get their feet wet and bring them along and then get them going to what they're good at, then they'll be able to transition into the game.
Head coach Curtis Riggs, Sioux Falls Storm, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. The Storm stay undefeated. They beat Nebraska 45-20 down in Grand Island. I think your defense is playing on all cylinders right now. Again, they only gave up 82 yards. Tell me about your defense. You really like the way they're playing right now.
Oh, we do. Yeah, I think there's been a couple key acquisitions that have really helped us. Ezzie at defensive end, getting Corey Johnson back healthy. Those two have really solidified our defensive line. And then I think the competitive atmosphere we have in the defensive backfield is something that we haven't had in quite some time. And I think having a great defensive line always makes the defensive backs look better. But I think the guys are communicating better and they're taking chances. They're playing solid defense from top to bottom, and I think that's why the guys are really playing well.
considering the environment where you were playing and the point of the season where you're at, where would you compare your defensive performance on Saturday night, where, again, like Craig had mentioned, you gave up only 82 yards and negative two rushing yards? Where would you compare that, or can you, to any of your defensive performance earlier on in the year?
I would say it was probably the best we've played all year. And I thought in all facets of the game, it's probably one of the best games we've played from all areas. I Torrey Harrison had a touchdown return to start off the second half. We came out clicking right away, offensively and defensively. In the second half, the defense just, they were not going to give Nebraska anything. Even when Nebraska, the one weakness we probably had is we gave them very good field position all night long, and they were starting midfield all game, and the defense would maybe let them get one first down, but then that would be it. They were the catalyst for our success.
We had Corey Johnson on the program last week. Corey, by the way, has dropped 75 pounds he's dropped in the last year? Nose tackle. And, of course, he said it all starts with a nose tackle defensively, because if he can really rattle that quarterback and disrupt his timing, that helps the rest of the defense. How has Corey played since he's come back from that injury?
Well, better and better each week. I mean, that's the thing you love to see is the first game he came back, we limited his reps, and at times he was pretty sloppy, but you would expect that. And then the next game, you start to see flashes of, when we were down in Texas, you saw, that's the Corey Johnson of old right there, that explosiveness. I mean, Craig, we've brought guys in. We had a kid named Larry Dibbles who was all Big 12, started for Texas when they won the national championship, and he would not even come close to the talent that Corey Johnson has. And we found Corey Johnson at St. Cloud State. Mm-hmm. He's from Aberdeen. And it shows you the amount of talented football players throughout the nation. And Corey's starting to get back to that level. And he played very well down in Nebraska. I thought we had a great rotation with him and Phil Lewis, the kid out of Toledo. And then they're doing a very good job of keeping the quarterback in the pocket so our ends can get around the end and put pressure on him.
Coach, you got Texas coming up here this weekend, the last home game of the regular season, and Texas got the win on the road at Bemidji over the weekend. And I guess Frankie Solomon Jr. and Clinton Solomon, you got to worry about those two guys this weekend.
Well, if fans want to see an athletic group, one of those teams that definitely passed the eyeball test, come out. Yeah, I'm serious. Come out and see, because when you think of Texas football, a lot of these guys are from the state of Texas, and a lot of them are the ones that you would envision. I mean, Brian Ellis, the defensive end, he's 6'5", 305, and, I mean, he looks like he came right off one of the NBA basketball teams. I mean, just a sculptured athlete. And then you got Clint Solomon, who played for us. I mean, 6'5", and his hands are dragging on the ground. He's got the longest arms ever, and he's leading the league in yards receiving per game right now. Frankie Solomon is one of the true two-way players in the league. He'll start at receiver and he'll start at defensive back. And you see a lot of guys play both but not start and play the entire game, and he's been doing it.
Coach, appreciate the time. More on the Sioux Falls Storm, the Curtis Riggs Show, tomorrow night, 5:30, right here on KWSN. Coach, thanks for the time. Good luck this weekend.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
You got it.
Thanks, Coach.
There he goes. Coach Riggs.